This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 113.
Yeah!
2.0.
We're back, man. Last week we started doing the show and I went back into edit and we had this awesome episode. It was the most epic episode we've ever done.
Best episode.
It's probably, we unveiled some secrets, some behind the scenes stuff. We told a bit about ourselves and honestly,
it's gone forever.
It's gone forever. It's the hidden episode, the deleted, the lost episode.
It's floating out into space for generations to come.
And you know what? Those secrets, I thought about it a lot this week and I didn't feel comfortable revealing them, so you're never going to know.
Good, good. Yeah, technical difficulties, man, but we're back now, so we're going to try and do it again. So thanks for hanging out with us on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. My name is Ian, that's Kevin Deers.
Hi.
And Mr. Ryan the Beard.
Hello.
And I can't believe it's already f***ing May, basically, almost.
Yeah, man.
2 days left in the month. About to hit up some fucking Cinco de Mayo.
Are you? Where are you going to be going?
Probably down to the Chupacabra, man.
Oh, yes.
Down on Elkai.
El Chup is a good one.
El Chupacabra.
There's the one over on East Lake.
That's right, yeah. My buddy Trevor works right next door.
Taylor works there, too.
It's a hard place to get to, man. South Lake Union fucking sucks these days. Well, as if it didn't before, but it's impossible to get around.
Yeah, it's not easy.
As if Alki is, but
I like the Green Lake one too. That's the Greenwood.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool
up there. Finny Ridge.
We are not getting paid by Chupacabra to say this. We are just a fan of that place.
I f-ing wish we could.
I like getting wet with those burritos. The wet burritos.
Mm-hmm. Damn dog, didn't know you got wet.
See, you guys can keep your chup. I'm a Gorditos man.
Gorditos is honking mother. Big ass
baby
burritos.
Sized burritos.
Yeah, man.
That's because you just fantasize about eating babies.
I do. Just munch them down. Nah, man.
That's scary.
If I'm going to get a burrito, I want something I can munch off of for a couple of days. Just really go to town.
One of my favorite Mexican places over in West Seattle called Puerto Vallarta.
Okay.
That's a good one, man.
I like Taco Bell. It's this new kind
of
place.
I heard of it. Really authentic
Doritos. Burritos and Doritos tacos.
I went to go to Taco Bell a couple days ago and made the mistake of getting some nachos Bel Grande.
Oh.
Yo, that sucks. That's like
just
the most Mexican. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to lie. I probably eat Taco Bell more than
you
any
do.
Other place I do. And what the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about something. So the other day, let's start things off with a little correction corner. Because the other day, your roommate, Josh.
Oh, God.
He confronted me at the Anthrax Killswitch Engage show, and he told me that you were talking some podcast and. Yeah, he said
probably.
He doesn't eat that much. He doesn't eat that much Taco Bell.
That's a motherfucking lie, Josh.
He says he doesn't eat that much Taco Bell.
No, he does, and so do I. Oh, well, yeah, Josh, I know you're hearing this, and yes, you fucking do.
Well, for $30, you can get a lot of Taco Bell, and he's $30 Josh.
He's $40 Josh, first of all, Ryan.
He's $40 Josh.
There's a huge difference between $30 and $40, okay?
He went up by $10.
It's like a level of class, for real. You hit $40, you hit a new level of class, dude. You do.
Also, a new level of $10.
Our buddy Cameron, who runs one of the security agencies in town, they were having a movie night, and Josh was telling me that they went to Taco Bell and spent $100 on tacos. Can you guess to the number how many tacos that was?
87.
Lower.
69.
Very, very close.
71.
70.
70?
70 tacos on the dot with $100 cash.
Wow.
So just in case you were wondering.
Cool.
Imagine, though, you walk up to that Taco Bell and then everyone in the back goes, tacos!
Yeah, it's got to take, you got to email that order in and be like, yo, I'm going to be there in a couple hours.
No, you just walk up.
You just walk.
That's how you end up with, like, feces and like 19 of your burritos.
Well, you end up that way anyway, so. Sorry, guys, I'm just playing.
We're just joshing you.
What's going on? What's been up this week? Ryan, saw you at the Weed Eater show the other day.
Yeah.
That's right,
looked like you were pretty happy to see Fatso Jetson.
I was super stoked to see Fatso Jetson. You know, that's one of the few.
Is that like Flotsam and Jetsam?
Well, they were a band during the whole Desert Rock explosion. They were kind of along with Caius and
yeah. It's actually Ryan's nickname
and that kind of stuff. And
Jetson.
I really wanted to check out that band. They've always kept it instrumental, and you know, I've always liked their music a lot more than, you know, Caius and Queens of the Stone Age.
So you didn't have to hear their singies.
Well, I think they're better songwriters, but you know, they chose a different path, went a different direction, and chose to get nerdy and instrumental and opposed to going a more radio-friendly direction.
Radio-friendly.
And
that show was gnarly, man. It was like Karma to Burn, Primitive Man, Fatso Jetson, The Obsessed, and fucking Weed Eater.
Wow.
It was just like gnarly. Now, special shout out to The Obsessed. That band is fucking crazy. The fact that they have been going at it for so long. They broke up for a long time. Obviously, Wino was the frontman for St. Vitus. But The Obsessed, I mean, I looked into that band, and there are flyers of them playing back in the day with Bad Brains and Minor Threat.
Wow.
Can you imagine seeing like an old school, like straight edge hardcore show, and then with like a doom metal band just attached to it?
Hey man,
that'd be fucking rad.
Diversity.
Some of their early stuff was on like the SST Records, so it makes sense. I mean, Wino, he put out other stuff on SST, so interesting stuff. Going to see Black Flag and The Obsessed, but yeah, man, what else you been up to, Ryan? You went and saw that show, but
that was pretty much it. Well, I worked the
okay.
I worked at the Kill Switch.
Yeah, that's true.
Show,
yeah, that was a good show.
You were there all day long, man.
Yeah, that was a very, very long day.
And you had an interaction with Joey Belladonna. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, he was walking into the building, and I said hi. I just kind of nodded my head. You know, I try not to interact with the artists that are working there because I figure that, you know, they have so many other things to do, and I just treat them like people. So
yeah.
Just kind of gave him a polite nod and stopped, said hi.
Was he a nice guy?
Asked me if I was working. Yeah, he was super, super nice guy.
That's awesome.
I thought it was really cool of him to take the time to
oh my God, it's Joey! Ah!
No, I was just real
chill
about
it. Show me your big tan ass!
He was just a nice guy.
Who said that?
Nice.
I just think it's cool when guys on that level take the time to just have a conversation, you know?
You know what I'm going to start doing is throwing spitballs at you as I see you doing the teardowns of the sets.
Dude, some of that, don't do that, because some of those pieces of gear that's talking about multiple hundreds of pounds.
I got good
if
aim.
I drop that, hurt.
I don't care. As long as you get hurt.
Somebody's got insurance. Somebody's got insurance.
But that Anthrax Killswitch show was awesome. I'm glad I got there at like 6:45 so I could catch Code Orange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got there about 7:20 and they
were long gone.
They had like a couple songs left. But that was fun, man. We were wondering, like, Kevin and I were set up to do the stage announcement. It's happened like I think maybe two or three times where we've been like, Kevin put in the work to set this up, and then we end up showing up early.
Sitting there, side stage.
Sitting there, waiting for the thing, waiting for somebody to walk up and hand us our mic so we can go out there. And then the band just starts, and we're like, man.
Well, I guess that didn't happen. I
guess that's not happening. So we were worried that it might happen, and we were like 5 minutes over, 10 minutes past our stage announcement time. And they go, okay, go, hurry. So we walk up there, do the stage announcement, and then as soon as we walk off, they start blasting, 666. Number of the Beast.
That was a super fun stage announcement, though. I feel like, you know, when it's like a big show like Anthrax, people are just so pumped. I actually did a stage announcement last night for at the High Dive. I did it with Matt Koch, the overnight sensation here on The Rock. And we double teamed that one, did a stage announcement for Devils Hunt Me Down. They had a record release show. Shout out to a former intern, Callum.
Did you flick him in the nuts?
I did not flick him in the nuts because he's already injured. He played one song, though. Right. He has a broken arm, and he played one song, the
on
last song,
arm.
With a broken arm on drums. So, shout out to him, man. That
I
was
wonder
a,
how he's feeling today.
Like, there's a sold-out show at the High Dive, though, so it's very cool to see people coming out for the local music. And Ear of the Cobra, man, they tore it up, dude. They were awesome,
that
and
rules.
There was a bro in the pit that was just like... moshing everyone. It was so sweaty.
Was
and
it Matt?
Compact and tight. No, Matt. Like, this guy makes Matt look like a pipsqueak. This guy's like the alpha bro of all bros, and he
wow.
was stage diving and crowd surfing.
Tight.
He's basically encroaching on everyone's personal space, bumming everyone out, but he was so positive and high-fiving everyone that, like, you couldn't be mad at him. He was just, like, stoked bro.
Did other people join in?
There was some people... kind of just like, okay, I guess I'll mosh. Yeah, self-defense mosh. But he was just like, wouldn't let anyone's like you know, kind of passive-aggressive anger, like, bum him out. He's just like, dude, loud music!
And High Dive's 21 and up,
high
right?
So
people were standing there with their beers, beer splash.
It was hilarious. And he was just kind of elbowing me in the head and just like, sorry, bro! I'm just like, dude, it's all
sorry
good,
for
man.
The- face rash,
this
band
rocks, man!
You should get his f***ing info and let's bring him up here for an interview.
Like, none of it was negative or like, he wasn't trying to hurt anyone. He was just... He was, you know, he was man-spreading in the pit.
You find out what his name is.
He was pit-spreading.
He was bro-spreading in the
an
pit.
An alliteration like Bromosh Bob or something like that. Bromosh Bobby.
Bromosh Brad, actually.
Bromosh Chad.
Chad, yeah. Ian, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, man,
since
you know,
we saw you last.
I've been working a lot in my house. I cleaned my whole f***ing house the other day.
Well, you know, Josh didn't.
Yeah, I know. He sat watching video games while I did it. What's up, Josh?
Watching video games?
And playing video games while watching me do it.
I see.
And then talking to me from the other room. So I,
I wonder what he said.
He was like, hey, man,
thanks for
doing
cleaning,
that.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'd help out, but...
This is the
weird part.
Josh listens to these podcasts, and the shit that I never actually say to his face, and he has to hear it third party through a fucking podcast.
Why don't you help clean up a little bit, Josh?
Dude, I mean, like, he was at work, but I took it deep, dude. I, like, vacuumed my couch. Like, I did everything, so it felt really good. I think Ryan just left to go get our food.
Yeah, he's going to get your food,
did
man.
He even say anything? He could have been like, hey,
no,
I'm leaving to go get our food.
He typed it into the Google box and showed me.
Oh. What?
He said, gotta go grab the food from downstairs, and then he showed me, and he just kind of dipped, so...
Cool, maybe we
I was
can
supposed to tell you that.
We'll still be popped. Bring me my honey hole. Sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, I have a confession, and I'm sad Ryan isn't here to do this.
I have a confession to make.
This is really embarrassing, but I feel like I need to address it, because it wasn't really my fault. So today, I pissed in my bed, right? But it was one of the dreams, and I haven't had this dream for like 10 fucking years.
Uh-huh.
I was super comfortable. It was really warm in my house. And I had one of those dreams where I'm standing in front of the fucking toilet, you know?
Yeah.
And so like...
No, I don't know, but...
You've never
had
one of those?
Dream, no.
I've had it happen two other times in my life.
Okay.
And so like, I'm standing there, and I'm like having this dream where I had been doing all of this other shit too. And it
sure.
was like the end of my dream where I'm like, all right, I need to go to the bathroom. And so I walk into
Work's
the bathroom.
Work's done. Time to piss.
And so here's the up part, like, in my head, in my dream, I realized that, like, yo, I can't, you know, don't do that.
Don't piss, bro.
Don't
it's
do
a
that.
Dream.
So I woke up, and I was like, all right, I'm good. And then in the instant I went back to sleep, I went back into the same f***ing dream in the same spot. And it wasn't bad. It was maybe, like, the size of, like a 2-inch little f***ing pancake.
I can just leave
like
it.
Like a silver dollar. Yeah, right? I tossed a towel over it, went back to sleep. Now I sound like a f***ing 4-year-old. But I just needed to confess that. I think somebody would get a laugh out of that. And at least one other person is going, yeah, man, I've totally been there, man. I know what that's like. Hey. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't f***ing doing anything stupid. I was just happy and content.
Oh.
And I peed in my bed. Like a grown-ass 31-year-old man.
So I got a question. Now that that's out in the open.
Ian pissed the bed.
I know you have a girlfriend, but when you were single and you were, you know, furiously masturbating a lot.
Great.
Did you ever and then just fall asleep in your
You know,
fall asleep with all over
I was never like that lazy. You know what I mean?
I've done it when I was drunk or high. You just like, whatever.
You wake up and scratch
your
face
shorts
later.
Just like stuck to your pubes.
You pranked the to yourself. You like
what
blackout.
Self. I can't get these shorts off.
What is this? Why am I stuck to my sheets? No. Ugh. So now you don't ever get to make fun of me for pissing my bed.
I wasn't making fun
you
of bean. Hey, you know what? We're actually going deep.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me, though.
I kind of hope this episode was lost
like
as well.
I know you better now. Yeah.
You know,
sorry, this is the third time we're trying episode number 113.
Ian and I lived together for about 3 years. And
I didn't know this about you.
And I don't think we saw each other naked one time.
No.
We actually, I think we were really good on that because there's a lot of people that, you know, will say, oh, I accidentally saw my roommate having sex or I accidentally heard.
I know you probably, well, yeah. Let's not get too into that because my girlfriend listens to this podcast. And she's already pissed, dude. She's already pissed. Look what you did. Look what you did.
I heard you getting rammed that one time.
Yeah, see, that would make her laugh, which is why I love her.
By Chip.
Oh, gee, oh fuck you! Oh, that's terrifying. It's like some prison straight up. I mean, no, here's the other funny part, and Josh may or may not acknowledge this, but I thought Josh was out mowing the lawn still when I was in the bathroom about ready to take a shower.
Oh, so he did do some work.
Yeah, I asked him to mow the lawn. He mowed the lawn. It was f***ing great. It was just weird. Like, our grass has grown super fast. Who'd have thought? Sun, water, plant growth.
Did you pay him? Like a dad?
No. But, yeah.
Here's your allowance, son.
Here's your $7.50 for the week.
What did you get for allowance?
It kind of went up as I got older. It started as, like, $5 a week when I was young. And then, like, $10, I'd start doing some chores, $10 a week. Then on as in, like junior high, it'd be like $20 a week, and then I'd use that to go buy CDs and stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't think it ever went up past that. My dad was like, go get a fucking job.
I started at $2.50, which was good for me when I was a kid, you know? You're a kid, you get $2.50.
Yeah, where is it?
And then
we were making fun of you for leaving without saying
then
anything.
I went up to $5.
I said something.
And my mom did it in my mom was frugal. She did it in increments of $2.50. So
nice.
I went up to $5, and then my next bump up was $7.50.
Wow.
And then my next bump up was $10. And,
it's like,
you know,
minimum wage.
I mostly just bought wrestling magazines
so
and wrestling action figures.
You made more money.
With that.
Dude, I smell those fries. Do you make some sound? Give
you
me some fucking food sound.
You want some food?
That's unacceptable to
I'm just
eat on
the
a
food.
Podcast.
I'm going to eat the food myself and just not give
you
any.
If you eat on this podcast, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's the
eater.
Worst. Well, like
no, because Ryan's the worst. Like if he has a drink in his hand, he's
all
like,
"All right, 15 people just stopped listening to the podcast because you're eating on the air."
No, that's not true. It's because they're like, "Man, I want some f-ing honey whole French fries." For real though.
So, should we eat now?
Yeah. No, but what did you do this week?
I just told you.
Oh, cool.
I told you all the stuff.
I got distracted. The smell of rich aromas.
Let's hit some news, bro.
All right. Okay, time for some news.
You know what? We actually have a friend in studio right now, Mr. Toby, a.k.a. Tobias Core, legendary poster from the Bridge 9 message board. Roofie's Pizza is his name on that message board. So,
God,
if you got beef with him, now's the time to air that
face.
Toby Core ain't no one to f*** with.
Toby Core. All right, let's go with some news, brothers.
Let's do it. All right, so there have been a lot of f***ing metal beers that have been coming out in the last few years, and I've been sitting around going, who's going to put out a good one?
Well, why aren't they coming out with good ones? What do you mean? What's not good about the beers that have been coming out?
So it's been all these pale ales. Hey, man, we're going to put out a brown ale. We're going to put out a pilsner. No, what the f***? I thought you were metal bands. Who's got an IPA? Who's got the IPA?
Well, Motorhead has an IPA coming out. Born to Lose and Live to Win. Two brand new IPAs with 6.5% alcohol.
That's what I'm talking about.
Brewed by Cascade, Simcoe, and Citra hops that provide an earthy, resinous aroma with nodes of fresh citrus.
Did they say nodes?
Yes.
That's just going to make me look at...
Nodes!
Oh, okay. No, nodes makes me think of Lemmy's f***ing mole face. It's got nodes.
R.I.P. Lemmy.
Of f***ing IPA.
Yes, exactly. So that's cool. Born to Lose and Live to Win, two brand new Motorhead beers.
Does it say anything about when they're coming out? Sometime soon, whenever they're done.
It will be sold by Amplified's two San Diego locations, and you can purchase it online.
Hey, Ryan, do you have your computer in front of you there?
You know it.
Can you just look up heavy metal beers? Because there is one particular website that sells, like, all the Slayer stuff, the Amon Amarth ones, the Iron Maiden ones, the wines, the liquors, and all that stuff. There is an actual website that does it. I just can't remember off the top of me head.
TheBeerConnect.com is where you can get it.
There it is. Damn.
Kevin, that was fast.
He's on it.
Damn.
Hey, man. I'm an all-star. Get your game on. Get laid.
Oh. Hey, speaking of which, a quick shout-out to Ashin for not being able to get me the Pig Destroyer beer.
He's in
bastard.
Germany right
yeah,
now.
So hear you.
He's in Germany right now. He can't hear you.
He's too cool for me.
He liked our Facebook post earlier, so.
He's rocking out at an epic power metal concert experience.
He would be.
Insane. New Acacia Strain song. We're going to preview some new songs here. Acacia Strain has a new one. Grave Bloom, due out June 30th on Rise Records. Yeah. Big Sleep is a pretty good movie, and they wrote a song called Big Sleep. Chugga, chugga, chugga.
Skipping in halfway.
Up, up! Someone just got punched. Crowd kill. Brown note. Close your eyes and grit your teeth. Ooh.
Hey, you ruined everything.
So yeah, you get the point.
So, yeah, it's featuring guest vocals by Mr. Matt from Kublai Khan.
Ooh.
Matt Honeycutt.
What a great song to hurt people to. Jesus.
I like where your head's at, Ryan.
Where's your head?
You know what, Ryan? I've never seen you in a mosh pit, dude.
Yeah, you have.
When?
Kevin kicked me in the head.
Nice.
I'm not talking about
my first mosh pit experience.
I'm not talking about the Metal Shop Studio.
Toby, now that you're here, why don't you explain what you're talking about?
Kevin wants to get some terror cred. Show back in like 2004.
You got kicked in the head by Kevin on a terror show? I got kicked in the head by Kevin on a terror show.
Hey, Ian, you ever got kicked in the head by me?
No. Not by you.
I'm not mad about it.
Dude, I knew Kevin well enough and saw his mosh maneuvers well enough to understand the physics of his movements. So I'd be like Neo Matrixing his head kicks.
Ooh.
You guys just need to like get on my level, yo.
That was prior to
Luckily,
the
I'm retired. I'm retired from that due to a insane injury that I caused on a friend. So
I feel like you're the king of kicking people in the fucking head, dude.
Well, here's the thing.
Like,
it is what it is.
I remember Kevin telling me a story about, like, who was it, AJ?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin got knocked the fuck out cold by getting kicked in the face.
I was at Central Washington University in Ellensburg, and I was kind of, you know, I was picking up some change, and my friend AJ, the former singer of Cheyenne, shout out to Native American Deathcore, played by white guys from Bellevue, he came through with a gnarly spin kick to my temple, and the next thing I knew, I was being woken up on a dorm bed with water getting thrown on me, and I had a nasty headache, and people were telling me not to go to sleep. I had a fucking gnarly concussion.
He knocked your ass the fuck out.
We saw some college girls playing with themselves.
Nice.
That's good night.
Welcome to Ellensburg, Washington, man.
That was a risky, awesome weekend. And then we saw Stretch Armstrong.
He didn't fall asleep, though. So,
good weekend.
Yeah, but Kevin harnessed the power of the head kick and then dished it out onto all of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm a better person because of it.
So. I feel like Kevin knocked some sense into me.
He takes some punishment.
Exactly. Municipal Waste has a new record coming out. They just announced it this week called Slime and Punishment.
Speaking of punishment, exactly.
It's their sixth record coming out on June 23rd on Nuclear Blast. They have the Iron Reagan record just come out back in January. And they're like, yo, we got another band too. 75% of the same people. We're going to put out another record also. And that's fine with me. So here's a little piece of their new record. The song is called Amateur Sketch. Check it out.
Hey,
skip it.
Hold on.
Oh yeah, that's what I like.
That's already in the middle.
Nice.
Just let the whole song play. There's a minute left.
Oh yeah.
Nice,
that was dude. Rad. Yeah.
That's a ripper.
Makes me want to kick someone in the head. Hey.
So last week on Metal Shop, Ryan the Beard picked something for his beard pick, Wolf Brigade. Why don't you talk about this, Ryan?
Well, Wolf Brigade is a really, really awesome band from Gothenburg. Kind of one of the kings of D-beat. And they recorded a new album that's coming out of Southern Lords called Run With the Hunted.
Sick.
It was recorded, half of it was recorded at the studio that At the Gates, In Flames, and Martyr Dude did all their stuff at.
Nice.
The other half was recorded in a different studio. That
Sunlight.
That Dismember, Entombed, and Grave recorded at. So that's
in Stockholm.
They're in good company. Yeah. So the statement that they've released says, "We look to explore our rawness, writing straight up, in-your-face primitive songs. On this record, we decided to push the melodic strains even further, but without losing either intensity or brutality. Lyrically, we have been inspired by both classic and obscure dystopian literature, finding suitably horrible metaphors for the decline of Western society." That's brutal, man.
Play Nomad right. Pack, the first song. Quick one, real quick. To sharpen the knife, long as I gave up life. To hell and back. Hell and back. No let back. Skipping halfway in. Oh, it's an Oogle anthem. You gotta look out for them wolves, man.
You can go to Southern Lord website and pick up their premium pre-order package, which includes a dirt-caked bum flap. Not true, actually. Iced Earth has a new song called Seven-Headed Whore.
I still don't get it, man. They said it's named after some Game of Thrones.
I'm gonna look that up right now. Seven-headed whore.
Isn't that just like,
look that up, dude.
Yeah,
let's Google image search that.
No, look up Game of Thrones seven-headed whore. I've seen all 5 seasons of that fucking show, and I don't know what the they're talking about. They're like, yeah, it's Game of Thrones theme, man.
Come on,
like,
bro.
What?
Yeah, well, anyways, new Iced Earth is coming out June 16th on Century Media Records. Pre-orders are available now. So yeah, Seven-Headed Whore, let's check it out. Some Game of Thrones metal. Let's get f***ing nerdy.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. So
amazing.
That's the only thing that popped into my head when that happened.
Seriously. Very Slayer.
Let me hear it one more time.
Very Slayer. Very much Slayer, but you know what? That's brand new music by Iced Earth. We also have new music by Decapitated. They have a new album called Anti-Cult coming out very soon here, July 7th on Nuclear Blast. We have a new song by Decapitated right now. Let's taste it. Never taste it, Decapitated. Skip in a little bit. This is
Oh, it's got some.
Yeah,
like,
here we go.
Okay, I see.
Yes. New Decapitated. I'm into it.
Sick. All right, what else is coming up here? We got Emperor's on their way back, apparently.
Yes.
Cool.
Isan's been doing his own thing for a while, and Emperor just released a Facebook statement a couple days ago saying, Emperor Hordes, we will return in 2017 for a few exclusive appearances performing the Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk album. The first confirmed show is at the Brutal Assault Festival in the Czech Republic.
Cool.
So, where the hell is that?
I don't know. It's over there in Eastern Europe somewhere. Man. Czechoslovakia.
Right on. Let's hope Emperor comes here to the States. That'd be friggin' awesome.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Travis the Virus, he's a listener of the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast. And I think he'll be very pleased with this next story because on this recent podcast called The Lead Singer Syndrome, the Shane Told of Silverstein hosts it.
Of all people.
And he speaks with John Henry, the vocalist of Darkest Hour, and they kind of ripped into Victory Records quite a bit. So let's.
But kind of also in like a polite way.
I'm going to read some of the quotes here, John Henry of Darkest Hour said, "We were one of the few bands that completed a Victory contract.
Wow.
5 albums. Yeah, 10 years, baby. Still haven't seen a royalty check.
What?
Hundreds of thousands of units sound scanned, you know? Not one penny. So maybe someday we'll get something from them. I don't know. Not that it's all about the money or anything, but feeding yourself is pretty tight." He was asked if he ever speaks to Victory founder and owner Tony Brummel. He replied, "Oh, hell no. He'll like email Mike every once in a while when we have to do some business. I haven't talked to him in forever. He refuses to talk to our manager, too. It's a whole mess. Not the way it should be."
Which is like the most polite thing I've ever heard anybody say about Tony Brummel.
Exactly. So you can check it out. Again, the podcast is called Lead Singer Syndrome. Not that you would want to listen to any other podcast other than this one. Especially when we just give you... exactly what they just said.
Yeah, we give you the gist, TLDR. Don't worry about it. But they just lost, like, what was it, like a $2-3 million lawsuit to
a
Data
Remember?
Yeah. Who was it that did, like, the expose article about Tony?
It was a former
Victory Records, like, promo guy.
Yeah.
Like, the guy.
It was a very long-winded but awesome article about all the behind-the-scenes shenanigans and all the craziness, the partying, and excess.
He'd buy like 17 strippers for a band after their last day of tour.
Well, the next story is pretty positive. Ian, you want to take this one?
Yeah, okay. So there's a band from Eastern Washington called Blistered Earth.
Yeah, they're pretty bitchin', man.
And apparently they're like, from what I've seen, and this is kind of impossible to say, they're like, this is what Metallica would look like if they were the same band from 30 years ago, man.
All right, okay.
So they play.
Well, they do
the,
look like sort of like Metallica.
Yeah, exactly. They play all the old school Metallica hits. They're a Metallica cover band. There was a really bad PR last year when Metallica sued one of the other Metallica cover bands out there. And I think they kind of learned their lesson right then and there. So what happened is that Blistered Earth from Spokane got all of their shit jacked. I think they were down in Portland, and they had all of their... Wait, no. This I'm getting these confused. You said that they had their band room broken into, right? Their practice space?
All their stuff was stolen.
Literally everything.
They took six guitars.
They took the f***ing broken drumsticks off the floor. Like, that's how deep they got these guys for all their gear.
Their bass cabs, their guitar cabs, all this and, well, James Hetfield heard about it on the news through his management.
The drummer Sean Murphy says this: from what I understand, it was actually from KATU News in Spokane who reported the theft. That's how it got communicated to the guys in Metallica. I got a call from a lady at Metallica HQ who said she was trying to contact me to verify who I was. Then from there, they got me in touch with Metallica's manager who asked me to send him a gear list. And so I did, and it just kind of went from there. And so it's pretty awesome that they would do that. I guess it was actually James that saw the story on the website. I don't know how familiar you are with Metallica or how closely you followed their career, but it's a fairly well documented that they had all of their gear stolen way back in the day. Which is a heartbreaking f***ing thing to deal with, man. Especially when you work a shitty job that you don't like so you can buy a f***ing guitar finally.
Exactly.
So back when they didn't have money to replace their gear. So they have firsthand knowledge of how this feels. But again, I never thought it would come to this.
And, so James Hetfield replaced all this equipment, and they got brand new equipment of everything that they had with an entire list of everything that was stolen. So, shout out to James. He didn't have to do that.
No, it's a super classy move, dude.
But, cool. It's very expensive, but, you know, it's like, so we got Gus G from Ozzy's solo band being replaced by Zakk Wylde. Zakk Wylde's back in Ozzy's band.
Yeah.
Gus G's actually saying it's been long overdue. And Gus G confirmed on Facebook, he said, "It's been an honor and a privilege playing by your side since 2009. Nothing but great times and experience of a lifetime. To Ozzy and Sharon, thanks for everything. Love ya. To Blasco, Adam, and Tommy, been a pleasure rocking with you. As a fan, it's great to see Ozzy and Zakk back together. It's been long overdue. Last but not least, thanks to all the fans that showed love and support all these years. See you out there soon." But yeah, so it's very classy.
That's cool. That is
for
cool.
Gus G to say that. And, it looks like Zakk and Ozzy are back, and that'll be very, very cool to see.
Well, I mean, what's he gonna... What the f***, man? That was my job. No, he's got another band. Firewind is a really cool f***ing band, so...
Well, and as an Ozzy fan, how can you not want to see Ozzy and Zakk back together?
He wasn't the original guitar player. Like, that was a job that you got to do, and I think he handled it the perfect way.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Go him. Props to Gus G.
See here. All right. So it happens every once in a while, and it's happened to Kevin and I, too, when we do interviews with bands. They'll start getting a little comfortable and feel free to start saying some and apparently on a website or a magazine called Ghost Cult Mag, obituary guitar player Trevor Perez mentioned this. We got like a 2-week B market run. We're going to do some more East Coast stuff. And then we're going to be looking at a U.S. run, co-headlining possibly with Exodus.
Yeah!
Looks like we're going to do it. And then he says, and then he goes back, "Oh, sorry, I can't tell you who it's with yet because it's not 100% inked yet." So,
but I didn't say anything.
Oh, yes. Pretend
dot,
that.
Dot, dot, dot.
Please don't publish that. Please. Please.
Well, it's out there, and let's hope it actually happens.
Exodus and Obituary. If we ever get some dates, we will definitely let you know.
So we have, for the past couple years, played an awesome rendition of Carry On My Wayward Son by GWAR, but this past week, Anthrax closed a show at the sold-out Los Angeles Killthrax tour stop with Kansas cover Carry On Wayward Son. So we're going to play it right now. Here's Anthrax doing it.
This is live in L.A. We'll see if it sounds all right.
Pretty good to me, man.
Say John from Shadows Fall played in that band is really f***ing cool to see. Never was a huge fan of Shadows Fall, but it's like, I just saw an interview that they did this week, Anthrax, and they said it's like he's always been there.
That's tight.
He fits in perfectly. It's cool.
Those Shadows Fall guys were shredders back in the day, man.
The cool part is that they had Fred Mandel come up on stage down in L.A., who is the guy who's playing keys right there. He did the recording for their, I think it was called the Leftovers of the last, they called it the Leftovers EP, the extra song from the last
record.
And apparently this dude who's playing keys played with icons like Alice Cooper, Queen, Elton John.
That rules.
He's definitely one of the OG keyboard players.
So. OG. Keytar, baby.
Yeah, baby.
So this is going to already have happened by the time you listen to this podcast, but it's kind of interesting. We'll see what happens with this. Ghost looking for 100 extras to star in some sort of super secret shoot. If you want to be an extra in whatever Ghost is planning, a few requirements. You have to be within traveling distance of Detroit. You have to be wearing a suit, dress shirt, and slacks. Your appearance must be normal. Some people say it's probably for a music video. I say they're actually just lining up the next 7 years of members of Ghost.
Yeah. Must be willing to not get paid.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you live in Detroit? Here's your $14 an hour. You'll be stoked.
I hear they're signing a Victory Records, actually.
They actually just bought Victory Records. All right, so bad news from the Amorphous camp. Like, it looks like after 17 years, their bass player, Nicholas, I can't. Etelavori. Nicholas Etelavori. He's decided to leave the band, so it says
Etelavori.
Etelavori. Decision has nothing to do with the band. No bad blood, no hard feelings between us at all. Amorphous has always been a democratic band, and it's pretty obvious that not all choices can please everyone. Some people don't get along with each other. That's life, which basically means that you got your ass kicked out of that band, probably. It sucks. It says, I still love the music and the guys and the crew, but the reason for my departure is 100% due to the mismanagement of the band.
Damn! Called out.
They said, bands should never let your booking agent be your manager.
All right, fair enough.
So there you go. Goodbye to...
Just stop playing music, please.
Nicholas.
I love... Older Amorphous rules.
Dude, Taylor, just stop.
Toby. Just give it up.
Best friends, bro.
Hey, I'm calling him. I'm calling Nicholas Etelavori right now.
Well, he's not in the band anymore, so he's fine with that.
Yeah, whatever.
On Baroness has just stated that they are working on a new album. The last one, Purple, came out in 2015, and they've been touring their tails off since that came out.
Their tail's gone!
So it's about damn time that they started working on some new music. And here's a quote from the band. We've started writing a few new tunes that we're working on. The really cool thing now is that Sebastian and Nick, who are the newer members, have been in the band long enough now that they understand what we do. Preparing for Roadburn, we had to learn some really old songs. In doing so, they gained an understanding of that era of the band.
All right.
And are interested in incorporating some of those elements in a new way.
All right.
So that's cool.
And then he says, we want to write some better songs. Isn't that the goal of every band?
Yeah. Well, except for In Flames.
Oh, ouch.
Ooh.
Making Flames great again.
The shade is real.
That hits deep.
So we actually have two news stories here about the vocalist of Grim Reaper, Steve Grimmett. As you may have heard here on the podcast in the past, Steve Grimmett from Grim Reaper had his leg unexpectedly amputated after being rushed to the hospital following a live show. But he is back and walking with a super metal prosthetic leg.
Literally.
It looks badass, and he is at it. He has two horns, like raising the horns, and it says warrior on the leg, so he is super metal. Continuing on, Grim Reaper is going to be playing their first show since his amputation on stage at a London metal fest called Metal Brew with Skyclad, Agnosive, Voden, Blind Haze, and The Grudge.
And
a bunch more.
You see that leg? I don't f***ing need that leg, man.
I'm metal.
I'm a warrior.
So that's awesome, dude.
I'll see you on the stage, you f***ing...
Wankers.
Guys,
and wankers,
you're kidding,
metalhead.
You
ew.
What? Who said that?
Bloody
some English man.
That's
Ben Caller from Converge is tracking drums for the new Converge album. And let's see, on Twitter, he posted a quick statement. Just said, drum tracking for 18 songs is about to start. Please post your favorite movie clips to guide me through this.
Oh, I need to watch. We need to play this clip. This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Dirty
it's
Work.
Great cool clip. Work.
Okay.
And it's Don Rickles, dude. Yeah. R.I.P.
All right, all right, all right. Everybody line up, huh? Line up. Don't be dummies. Just get in line. That's fine. Gentlemen, members of the National Office
they're in a movie
are coming
theater
here tonight for their annual inspection of this theater.
Artie Lang
right
and
now,
Norm Macdonald.
I'm going to explain to you my managing style for the benefit of the new guys. So there you are, Tubby. Ah, you look like a bucket of lard on a bad day. You baby gorilla. Why don't you work a zoo and stop bothering people? Got a call yesterday from Baskin Robbins. They said that they're down to only 5 flavors. You're swelling up as I talk to you. Look at you. How's this? How's it doing?
Talking news belly.
Ice cream, having a good time, running around. What are you laughing at? Because I called your friend a fat pig, huh? You think that's funny?
Oh, no, I was just laughing earlier when you were talking to his belly.
But you get a horse and live in the mountains someplace and don't bother anybody. Got a personality like a dead moth. Okay, the fun's over. Anybody messes this thing up for me tonight is through. Not only are you fired, your life is over. I'll see to it that you never work again and that you wind up tearing tickets off in Kuwait. Salam alaikum alaikum alaikum. And everybody's sucking sand.
And everybody's sucking
Nobody
sand.
Nobody messes up. You understand me? Don't mess up.
R.I.P. Don Rickles.
This mother...
One of my favorite movies. I've seen Dirty Work probably more than any movie I've ever seen.
I pulled some Dirty Work.
So the takeaway from this is Don Rickles rules. Dirty Work is a great film, and New Converge sometime soon.
I always thought Don Rickles was like actually a f***ing asshole.
Really?
Like in real life, that he never separated like his jokes from his who the f*** he was.
I was reading some stories. They actually said he was kind of a sweetheart. He was a good dude, so.
Yeah. You know, that's always going on in the back of his head though.
That's true. He was like best friends with Frank Sinatra. John, my roommate, went and saw Frank Sinatra back in the day, and Don Rickles opened.
Wow. Oh, like a comedy set?
Yeah, a comedy set before Frank Sinatra's music set. So very cool.
Hi, Din.
Dark Tranquility has announced North American tour dates with Warbringer, and Warbringer are going to be coming back to town after playing here 2 times already this year.
This will be their 4th time this year, I think, actually. Yeah,
we're leaving one out. Stryker is on that tour as well. Remember seeing that band at Studio 7? They tore the roof off the place.
Hell yeah.
We're like, who is this band?
September 29th.
Yo, we're Stryker.
I know it's a ways out, but mark that on your calendar. Seattle, September 29th at El Corazone.
That's 5 months
away. Dark Tranquility, Warbringer, and Stryker.
Yeah, this is a while away.
Stryker.
Kevin, I think you need to talk about this next one. This is a Kevin one.
All right, so Metalocalypse was canceled by f***ing Comedy Central, and it's a bummer. And, you know, we've had a bunch of petitions to try and get it going, but Comedy Central's like, nah, we don't really care.
We're good.
But Brendan Small still loves metal, and he still loves f***ing art, and he wants to continue on with Death Clock and everything, but he doesn't own the or the trademark to all that. So what he's doing is he's just funneling all his energy into Galacticon, which is his own trademark and his own thing and his own band. So he's going to continue with music under the Galacticon name, and he's also going to do a 6-part comic book series, which will arrive at the end of the summer. Right. Yeah, it's going to also be co-written by Eric Powell, who created a really cool comic book series called The Goon.
The Goon.
So look forward to that. Very cool. Brendan Small's a very badass dude, and it's a shame that we don't get Metalocalypse anymore, but, you know, gotta take what you can get, man.
Hey-o! So this is kind of a sad and yet uplifting in a weird way thing. The drummer from Internal Bleeding is also a firefighter in New York City, and sadly, he has passed away. He fell off a 5-story building fighting a 2-alarm fire. So the guy died a hero, man. That rules pretty hard. So Bill Tolley of Internal Bleeding, RIP, very influential band, influential slam drummer, and I'm sure that their new album is going to tear all kinds of heads off.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, he was working on the roof of that building, a five-story building. They were like, yo, it's just a normal thing that they were doing, and either he slipped or fell or something f***ed up happened, and he took a high dive off a f***ing fifth-story building, man.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So do we have the song that's on here still, too?
Because
this song
so.
Was f***ing awesome.
Yeah, Final Justice. Yeah,
yeah that, let's that's play a piece up. Of this, dude. I was seriously, seriously impressed by this. For fans of Dying Fetus and etc. slamming f***ing death metal. So rest in peace, Bill Tolley. Well, you know, we're not going to let you out of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass podcast without re-entering the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. Consistently seeking new depths and f***ed up ways to not get fired. So this week, Kevin enters a realm of a band called Cerebulho. Off of their 2015 record, Star Horrors, here's a passage of Life as a Penis. Kevin, take it away.
I am a sad Winnie. Wrinkly and skinny. Always with a bad hairstyle. Never even have a shag worthwhile. I live tightly with two nuts. And I'm now only desired by flatulent butts. Used to be such a stallion. Could hump a whole battalion. Never lacked of waxed, shaved, or even bushy. Life of a penis. Sometimes they were morbidly obese. Others, they smelled like cheese. At times, I went for the experienced ones. Others, the Catholic nuns. But really, I loved the where one could go for a treasure hunt. People called me Mushroom Head. My fame was quite widespread. Always found a first-class vagina, even if it was in China. Once I was constantly erect. Nowadays, I'm forever wrecked. Can only get a Viagra boner. From now on, I'll be a loner. I have crabs and incontinence, herpes and impotence. Oh. Can't even get manual decompression, since my owner is handless. A hard-on would be a bless, to save me from this great depression. I am a sad Winnie, wrinkly and skinny, always with a bad hairstyle. Never have a shag worthwhile. Live tightly with two nuts, now only desired by flatulent butts.
Huh. Wow. There it is. Flatulent butts, huh?
I think that's some of your best work, dude.
Life of a penis. I wanted to name some of the other songs you can find on this album, like Pornocchio, Buttman, Star Whores, Happy Fornication, Boobs, which stands for Best Object of Baby Sucking, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves Gangbang Edition. So check out Cerebulho.
Awesome.
Oh my God.
Gross.
Right. Well,
so emotional. Right
Toby,
now.
Thanks for hanging with us, man.
Oh, it's been amazing. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome.
All right,
Toby.
This has been episode 113 of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. We'll see you motherfucking Saturday night.
Did it actually record this time?
Yep.
All right, cool. We're good.
Later. Sorry.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Sorry for peeing the bed.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.